Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
I'm wondering what this charge is on my debit card.
Okay, let me look it up for you. Give me 1 second. Can I have your zip code? 50849. 50849. Thanks for that.
Because I haven't used my debit card for months.
Can I have your name?
Penny.
Okay, I'm sorry for that. Can you confirm your shipping address, please?
My address?
Mm-hmm.
2452 South Lakeview Drive.
Okay, thank you. Okay, ma'am. Well, I can see that back in October last year, you ordered the air purifier for 745 that was shipping and handling, and you, the air purifier was a pretty welcoming gift because of your membership to the factory store, ma'am. And it's a website that has factory prices instead of retail prices, but in order to be able to access those discounts, you had to pay a monthly fee, a small monthly fee of $56.95.
Oh no, that was canceled a long time ago.
You've
been taking that $59 out of my account every month.
Let me check that. Give me 1 second.
That just pisses me off.
Sorry? What was that, Matt?
I said that just pisses me off because I never got a purifier by mail. I never got a membership. I called and canceled it right away. First time I seen it on the bill, and then it didn't pop up, and now it's back again.
Let me check that for you, right? Do you remember when you called?
Huh?
Do you remember when was that you called? That you said you called to cancel?
I don't know. It was a long time ago because I had a bunch of stuff popping up on my card. I haven't even had my debit card maybe a year, and I had to get 5 new ones because I hadn't even used it yet, and I was getting sex charges on my phone, everything on my debit card. So the bank went through and wiped a bunch of it out. And then I had to call a bunch of people and say, get rid of anything that's connected with this. And after 5 cards, I thought it was all taken care of. And now all of a sudden it's popped up again.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I don't have any history of your call this department, so what you say you were dealing with might be someone else. It wasn't us.
I don't know, but I know that my bank had disputed some of that crap too. I mean, we're talking about last October. That's months ago. You guys need to get that shit off of there.
I mean, ma'am, what we can do is cancel the account so you're not going to be charged again.
No, I want that money put back on my card.
I can just do that, ma'am.
Huh?
I can just do that.
Ooh. Well, why can't you?
Because whenever you order the purifier, ma'am, you agree to the terms and conditions, and you were offered a service.
I did not order a purifier. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I didn't order a purifier.
Ma'am, is you confirmed your shipping address? Is your email address penlin70@gmail.com?
Is my what?
Email address penlin70@gmail.com?
No. It is not.
Ma'am, your name is Penny.
Yes, my name is Penny.
And you're saying your email address is not penlin70@gmail.com?
I can't understand what you said.
Ma'am, what's your email address?
penlyn70@gmail.com.
That's the email address that I have here. I'm sorry I didn't pronounce it right, but that is it. And you also confirmed your shipping address. Is your card ends in 6766?
No, it's not.
That's not your card?
No.
So you're saying you're not getting these charges on your card?
My last four digits on my card?
Yeah.
Would you say 6766?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's my newest card. Or if that was my first card. Because remember I told you I've had to have five new cards.
But ma'am,
because
if you change your
popping up.
Yeah, but if you change your card, then there will
whoever change my card,
was
you guys are
was,
still connected.
No, whoever was charging you should not be able to make a charge anymore because you changed your numbers and last numbers were canceled. That's what happens when you change cards.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, I don't care if you guys have all of my information. I know you can get all that information.
How?
I did not get an air purifier. I did not sign up for no membership. Nothing. I don't have an air purifier.
Ma'am, I already canceled the account. You will not be charged again. I'm sorry that you don't remember getting the air purifier, but everything here indicates that you actually ordered it. And that was a free welcoming gift because of the subscription that you got to the factory store. And it's a web store that has factory prices instead of retail prices.
But
in order to be able to access those discounts, you have to pay a small monthly fee, ma'am.
Of $59?
That's the fee to be able to access to those discounts of the webpage, ma'am. It has over 300 different products.
Yeah, I know, but you guys are just scamming people. $60 a month.
That's the cost of it, ma'am. Like, how much does Costco charge to be able to get inside their store?
How much? I don't know. I don't shop at Costco.
I'm just giving you something like that.
Well, I'm just telling you that I have had similar things like this pop up on my cards. That's why I've had five different ones, and the bank has taken them off.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Let me check what I can do. Look, ma'am, probably I'm going to be able to refund just up to three months, but no more than that.
But 3 months is fine. Just get it back on my card.
All right.
And please, just don't charge anything else on my card that does any of this stuff.
Ma'am, I just have control for what I can see. If you have some other subscription somewhere else, I do not have control over that.
No, I don't have subscriptions. I use my debit card to get gas and for my Apple phone.
Well,
that's it. So when something else pops up on there, it ain't mine.
Okay, so I just processed the refund for up to 3 months, and I can't do anything more than that. And I already canceled your account. You're not going to get charged again. Thank you for calling customer service.
So there should be $180 put back on my card?
It's going to be, it's not going to be added up. You're going to see each one of them back to your card.
And when is that?
Usually it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so by the end of the week.
Usually it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.